they will have a fountain open to them for sin and uncleanness. Where? In Jerusalem. Zechariah 12:1. And they and all the nations of the world will go to Zion to hear and receive His law. Torah. The law of that period would not be appropriate for us today. We're in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there's neither Jew nor Gentile. We're in a different situation. But when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back again, His law, His Torah, His instructions for the whole of the nation, for the nation of Israel, for all the nations that survived the great tribulation and are saved and turn to Him, they will go to Zion, Jerusalem, Isaiah 2, verses 1 to 4. And that millennial law will be appropriate for that age, still maintaining the high moral standard of God. And a youth that reaches 100 years of age, Isaiah 65, because long life will be restored. You know, they live 900 years, 1,000 years. Long life will be restored amongst those who are mortal on the earth. When a child reaches 100 years of age, if they have not submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ, off they go. They're judged and removed off the planet. And if a nation won't submit to the righteous rule of the Lord Jesus Christ, He will deal with them. Read that, Egypt. If Egypt doesn't come, God will blast them with a famine in the millennial period. It will be the laws. You can find some of those in the Old Testament. So here we have this contrast. One between the other. Why, Paul says, why people want to go back under the old? I have no idea why people want to go back under the old and do the things that are under the old. That's what happened in Galatia, remember that? We call it Galatianism. They came to Jesus, but they thought they could be perfect by doing all these things and in the law. And Paul said, we're in a new position in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been elevated. It's a reign of grace. A reign of grace. Reign as kings. That's the basileia is the Greek word. Reign as kings in the area of grace. Amen. So we also have that truth, 2 Corinthians 3, contrasted again with a little more detail. I leave that with you. It's this one here. It's also on the following page. Just mention three things as contrast. The old is written with ink. That is the book of the covenant. Not the Ten Commandments mentioned here, but the ink is written in ink. That's the papyri, the papyrus, or the sheepskin in which the book of the covenant was written at Mount Sinai, written with ink, contrast, written with the Spirit of the living God. Also written on tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments. Do you know that it says in Deuteronomy 4 that the Ten Commandments are the Old Covenant? Did you know that? That's troublesome to some people. That ended up at the cross. That regime ended at the cross. The moral standards still press on. The book of Ephesians said, he who stole, still no more. They're all there. They're all there in the instructions of grace. Even the Apostle Paul quotes some of the Ten Commandments because that standard is still relevant for the Christian believer, but in a different realm altogether. The realm of grace. What a wonderful thing. We used to have a lady that loved to hit the hymn. Grace 'tis a charming sound, harmonious to the ear. Helen, what's the Hebrew word for loving kindness of grace? Chesed, that's right. And even Kenneth Weiss, the Greek scholar, said, seeing the Greek word. Seeing the Greek word and the Greek text is lovely. Charis. Charis, yeah. It's a beautiful word, beautiful truth. So here we have what I'm interested in. We have a ministry of condemnation, a ministry of righteousness, a ministry of death, and a ministry of the Spirit of God in our lives. Able to serve God by the Holy Spirit. So that's an externalization of serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Inward work, outward work, yeah. And then partakers. I love this verse, Romans 15:27. Romans is close by. Romans 15:27. Romans 15:27. Look at this verse which reads, "It pleased them indeed, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things." That's what it's all about. Partaking of their spiritual things. How true. So we have here this wonderful word of inheriting and partaking of the spiritual blessings that are there, and in particular, the blessings of the new covenant, and these things that we have read about in the features that we have here. Partakers. Isn't that lovely? Partakers. Now, our second point, a third point rather, we better hurry on now. Just a comment regarding our spiritual connections to the covenants of promise. That's our connections to the new covenant. Those features are our blessing today because of Jesus, the mediator, and because of the blood of the covenant. That when you have the Lord's Supper in whatever way it is, remember those words in Luke where the Lord Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for many." This is where he is taking us. This is where we have the declaration of the new covenant, that these blessings are ours. And we should be enjoying them and partaking of them with understanding. Now here we have another point, our spiritual connections to the covenants of promise. And I have three that are here. You're page 11. Page 11 now, we're back to the notes, page 11. There are a number of covenants. Not only is there the new covenant, this is related to the, joined to the new covenant. But there are covenants of promise. That's a scriptural term, covenants. Covenants of promise. Covenants of promise are the unconditional promises. I will. I will. I will. No conditions necessary. No forfeiture. The only one that was conditional was the Mosaic covenant. If you obey me, I will bless you with these things. If you disobey me, I will curse you with these things. Of course, in every age, for every person, if we don't follow the Lord, we don't get the blessing of the Lord. We must understand that. That's a spiritual law, a spiritual principle. But here we have the covenants of promise, and we have some relationship to them, and they will be fulfilled. God has said it. The great I will. There are three areas. The engrafting truth. And this is we're talking about ourselves now. The engrafting truth. The adoption truth. And the citizenship truth. What are these? This is our connection.